This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what's really going on inside your brain when you feel happy, stressed, or even just surprised?
It's a fascinating world, isn't it? So many tiny chemical messengers at play.
Exactly. Today's discussion dives into the mysterious world of serotonin, a key player in all those feelings.
And it turns out our understanding of it thus got a major upgrade.
Wow, a new model is shaking things up, changing how we think about this crucial neurotransmitter. So serotonin, everyone knows it's linked to mood, sleep, decision-making, the whole shebang. But pinning down its exact role has been tricky, right?
Absolutely. It's been a bit of a puzzle. Previous theories suggested it signals reward, uncertainty, even surprise, all at once.
Sounds chaotic, like trying to understand a complex equation with too many variables. Yeah.
Exactly. The firing patterns of serotonin neurons are complex and sometimes contradictory.
So this new model, the prospective code for value, how does it simplify things?
It uses reinforcement learning. The brain learns to maximize future rewards. Value is the predicted sum of those future rewards.
So it's not just about immediate gratification, but anticipating future rewards?
Precisely. And it incorporates spike frequency adaptation. The neuron's response weakens with prolonged stimulation. This filters out sustained states, focusing on abrupt changes.
So it's like the brain is prioritizing what's new and important, ignoring the constant background, huh?
Exactly. It highlights meaningful shifts in predicted reward value. A sudden reward, big serotonin boost. A punishment ending, also a boost because it signals a value increase.
That makes sense. It's all about those shifts, those changes in the expected value, right?
And that explains why serotonin responds differently to surprising rewards versus punishments.
How did they test this model? Did they use, like, lab rats running mazes?
Mice, actually, in learning tasks with delayed rewards. They compared the model's predictions to actual neural recordings.
And did it work?
The prospective code model fit the data far better than simpler models. It explained puzzling findings, like the reward-specific preference for surprise.
So why the asymmetry? Why the strong response to surprising rewards but not punishments?
Because surprising rewards cause a steep increase in predicted value. Punishments, whether expected or not, represent a persistent low-value state. The spike frequency adaptation filters out those sustained low-value states.
Clever. It's all about efficient information processing. The brain is a master of efficiency. I see.
Absolutely.
So what are the bigger implications? Beyond the cool science, what does this mean for us?
Disruptions in serotonergic signaling are linked to depression and anxiety. Understanding how serotonin encodes prospective value could lead to better treatments.
Targeting those predictions rather than just boosting serotonin levels?
Exactly. And it also highlights a broader principle. Neurons actively transform information to suit behavioral needs. This prospective coding might be a common strategy throughout the brain.
Let's recap. Serotonin encodes a filtered prediction of future reward, focusing on sudden changes.
It's a unified theory explaining responses to both rewards and punishments.
It shows an asymmetrical surprise response, stronger for rewards than punishments.
And baseline serotonin activity reflects the environmental context.
So this new model really changes our understanding of serotonin's role, doesn't it? It's not just a simple mood regulator, but a sophisticated predictor of future value.
It's a much more nuanced picture, and it opens up exciting new avenues for research and treatment.
That was a fascinating discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.